Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, Lee Houston here with my brother, Greg McCray. How you doing? I'm good. Let's get into it. Last night, what's your opinion on the Rumble?
It was overall pretty good. Few surprises. Due to my prediction that I said was going to happen. A little disappointed, but then, but not. So overall, even.
Man, you know, the Royal Rumble last night, I'm going to give them a C minus because y'all, they tried it. Okay. Reason why. Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley, 20-year dream match. We've been waiting on for months. Not for months, for years. Okay. Finally happened. And when they just swipe left. Yes, sir. It's not the first time Brock Lesnar, Paul Heyman trade Brock Lesnar many years ago. Not just recently either. It goes back to many years ago in Madison Square Garden 2002. Brock Lesnar stabbed Big Show and Paul Heyman stabbed Brock Lesnar in the back. The Big Show was our new champion. So that's the first time. Then, of course, in Saudi, and of course, last night.
Yeah, now that one, I did not see that coming. That was one of the surprises. But overall, though, other than that, I called it. So who was gonna come in and was gonna interrupt that? I said it from the get-go that Roman Reigns gonna come in and call Brock Lesnar the new WWE championship, Bobby Lashley, which is gonna somehow set up a match between him and Brock at WrestleMania. I was not expecting how they potentially get that stand up, but you know what?
And no, we're gonna come back to Brock in just a second. Let's talk about Mickey James. She made an appearance at the Rumble match. Even though, here's the thing, Mickey James is with Impact Wrestling / NWA, National Wrestling Alliance. That's interesting that they let her appear in the Women's Rumble match.
Knockout championship belt.
Oh, yeah.
I was not expecting. And you called it. You said that she was going to win. She was going to retain the title. And they was going to allow her to show up as knockout champion.
Uh-huh.
And I was shocked. She was going to come out all the way to the ring with her belt. I was like, wow. You know, I was like, okay. So, WWE is kind of changing. So, you know, I must have needed women that day for, you know, getting, you know, talking to you. And which I would love to see, you know, more stuff like that with brands to work together to do something, maybe one off every now and then, you know, and you know, some, you know, the NFL promotional pay-per-view. And WWE and AEW do an interpromotional pay-per-view where they come together and do something big. You take the money and put that together, like Wrath Olympics or something like that. Man, you know how much money that makes?
Yeah, but in the meantime, slow your roll. First, like last time we saw Mickie James on WWE programming, involved with WWE, she was releasing her contract, and all her stuff was in the trash bag. But they made peace following Mickie James' requirement. Let me come out with my championship and my Impact Wrestling music and everything else. And they let her do it. And hey. Yes, sir. And then we got the surprise entrant, the Rowdy Ronda Rousey. That was interesting.
I was not expecting that. I seen some on the internet earlier yesterday. For the first time. And I was like, you know what? I never thought about her coming back. Yeah, no, okay. But then when I saw it, I was like, oh. Okay, like, why the internet can't let us enjoy them
surprises like it? Yeah. You know, Ronda, I'm looking forward to see what she got, what's on her mind tomorrow. Last time we saw Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania 35, winner take all match with Charlotte Flair and with Becky Lynch. Surprised if we did something like this. By the way, Ronda Rousey has the opportunity to challenge the champion of her choice. So I wouldn't be surprised if she calls out what's her name? I just said a while ago.
Becky Lynch.
And all of a sudden Charlotte Flair comes on Raw. And we do it all over again one more time. I wouldn't be surprised at that.
I'm thinking it's looking to me more so one on one with her and Charlotte Flair.
Yeah.
But I would not be surprised if she called out Becky Lynch. All the smack talk that Becky Lynch been doing. That's
Man. And Brock Lesnar, of course, later on in the night, will come back at number 30 in the Royal Rumble, Men's Royal Rumble match. Shock everybody.
Yes.
And what's shocking to me, well, not really, Paul Heyman walked out the building with Roman Reigns. That is interesting. We're gonna see what happens Friday. But as of tomorrow, I'm looking forward to if Brock has anything to say at all on his what's on his mind after that. What's your opinion on that?
They get more bang for their buck with all And I'm looking for, I'm looking for Paul Heyman to turn on Roman Reigns from WrestleMania. All the double whammy that set up his boy for the payoff to get his revenge at WrestleMania.
That might be so, man. We're going to find out. Also, the rest of the card, we got Edge and Beth Phoenix defeat The Miz and Maryse. Bobby Lashley, of course, retained defeated the Brock Lesnar to become champion. Becky Lynch defeated Doudrop. Ronda Rousey, she's women's Royal Rumble winner by eliminating Charlotte Flair. Seth Rollins defeated the Roman Reigns by disqualification. Roman Reigns still your Universal Champion. And of course, Brock Lesnar is your men's Royal Rumble winner. He gets a championship match of his choosing. And we know it's going to be either the Universal Champion or the WWE Champion.
Now, you know, both
Van
Roman the way the women's world Rumble match, you would automatically think, you know, Charlotte Flair out last, she would pick that could point to her choosing Charlotte Flair. But as we talked about earlier, she have a quarter settle with, you know, big time Vic. So maybe she'll choose her to get revenge on her.
Uh-huh.
Same with Brock Lesnar. So Brock Lesnar can either go back and get back his WWE title that was stolen from him, or he can go get revenge and take the Universal title. Mm-hmm. I mean, that storyline would be good either way, because the way Roman Reigns beat Seth Rollins, that story not over with either.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Reigns so good right now, he got basically two storylines going on at one time.
Well, yeah. Man, I love the entrance of Seth Rollins. Talking about mind games with the Shield entrance.
Just start off Royal Rumble like that. My goodness. And then the look on Roman Reigns' face from all that. Bruh, fight.
And I'm watching the women's Royal Rumble match, and I'm get caught up, and you forgot. We got there's more to the show. Before we go any further, Brother Trash brought to you by Back Delivery Some More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. If you have a CDL license, you can drive trucks. Let them know you get paid. Back of Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. Speaking of delivering, I'm looking forward as we go further to WrestleMania. On the bumper yellow brick road, that is.
How we do it on WrestleMania at my house, brother. know, it's like a big penny in itself, and I'm just so pumped. It's so.
Yes, sir. Before we get to WrestleMania, I go through Saudi and Jeddah, the Elimination Chamber. Now, a fun fact for you, in Germany, it's called No Escape because of the Holocaust trauma. So, because of that, in Germany, it's called No Escape. Same thing.
I never knew that.
Yes, sir. Germany. It's the unfortunate home of the Holocaust. I ain't got time to go into that. But basically, because of the horrors and everything, the Elimination Chamber would bring, PTSD. So, they decided, you know what, in Germany, for our German fans, let's call it No Escape. We don't want nobody to have flashbacks of the Holocaust and everything. We gonna call it No Escape in Germany.
Okay.
Yes. So, the Elimination Chamber, basically, everything in the chamber hurts because the floor of the chamber is level with the ring floor. There's not a place in the chamber that does not hurt.
The original Elimination Chamber, yes. Now they done improved it, they done vetted it, and they gave it a little more cushion. And it unfortunately, you know, as in life, I work as a security guard at certain places. So certain security measures don't get changed because somebody got hurt. Unfortunately, Triple H got hurt in that first Elimination Chamber and still finished that match strong. They did a lot of improvement to help them, help the wrestlers, perform at a better rate. I feel sorry for those original six people.
Oh yeah, man! I saw a documentary from WWE when they saw it earlier that day. They got to see the chamber up close and personal. Like, we must get effed up in this. And then on top of that, you get in the chamber, you got these pods you sit in, sit, whatever you want to do, and you just wait till your pod is open. So, in the meantime, those two guys start the match, everybody else in the pods, you just sitting there waiting till your pod's open. Yes, indeed, man. I'm looking forward to it. Elimination Chamber, I'll have to date for that. But it's coming soon. Look it up right quick. It's going to be... Let's see here. Let's look it up. It's going to be... February 19th in Jeddah. In the Jeddah Superdome in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. This is WWE's first, this is their, they have a 10-year deal with Saudi. I talked about this with David yesterday, Friday, excuse me. This is their 10th 10-year deal with Saudi. They're on your numbers. I can't remember what year they're on now. We got a little bit ways to go.
It's gonna take care of a lot of stuff, so that you need with one man. I'm all happy about stuff like this.
Yes, sir, man. It's going down. Hang on a second here. It's gonna be in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and the Jeddah Superdome, February 19th. And of course, we're gonna keep going. Yellow Big Bumpy Road in WrestleMania. Our Yellow Brick Bumpy Road, if you will, because I call it Bumpy Road. It's a long build up to the Mania.
Yeah. Bumpy Road, but a road that we want to enjoy, especially as the storylines and the matches, you know, tend to take place. I'm ready to see what's going to be that sleeper. Sleeper match that's going really just, you know, that kind of a match that takes the cake, like, you know, man, when the Usos and the New Day had their rivalry, or even back in early days, the way Macho Man Savage and Ricky Steamboat stole the show, the Intercontinental title match, you know, that's what I'm looking for to see.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it too, man. Then we got, I'm just looking up here first. I just had it here. Alright, so. Hang on a second, let me look it up here. I think they're standing to deliver our next pay per view with 2.0 NXT. Blah. Don't knock it till you try it. I tried it. I'm knocking it. It sucks.
That'd be
NXT 2.0 sucks. It was perfectly fine. Black and gold was perfect. It was cool. People catching on. People liking it. Merchandise in the grocery stores. In the store. It was cool. Then you messed around and messed it up. I don't like nothing about NXT 2.0. I like the setup. I like the fans. I like the superstars. I like none of that because we all know where the contracts are, where they're going to AEW.
I like Braun Breaker. Outside of that, I don't like none of that.
And Braun Breaker, he used his real name, used his last name already, get over with. Use a Steiner name for love of God.
Some people do it.
He deserves a fair take the thing. You gotta get it on his own. But you can tell he's kind of that dog walking dude. Yes, sir. I'm trying NXT 2.0. I try to give it a chance. I'm knocking it. I don't like it. I've tried it. It ain't working out for me. What's your opinion on NXT? Not NXT, AEW.
I think growing.
Growing
is what they need. They need
Y'all, excuse that. AEW, they should have a pay-per-view coming up. Let's see here. Pay-per-view, what they got going on here. Alright, AEW I say WWE hell second here. Let's look it up. Hell second. All right. Let's get up here. Okay, the next pay-per-view for AEW is Revolution March 6th. So it should be out of the car for that, by the way, but it should be interesting. March 6th with AEW Revolution, and the next time they have another one, Double or Nothing. They're big four, May, later on in May. If you don't have pay per view, you can check it out. But go Google.com, type Watch Wrestling, click the first link, and there you go. Yes, sir, man. I'm looking forward to next week on Dynamite. All the talking is to chill out of all that talking. It's time to knuckle up. If you, like Mama said, you can't get it on, it's time to get it on. MJF will finally be in the ring and do battle with CM Punk. Take it, CM Punk, MJF. I'll take it. And hopefully, maybe AEW down the road, Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, excuse me, in his new life, in the old life, he was Daniel Bryan. He's now Bryan Danielson. And CM Punk, yeah, I'm interested in AEW. Yeah, it's his name.
A lot of people say Mox, but I don't know if you noticed when Michael Cole was talking about him, Michael Cole actually said Dean Ambrose during at the end of the Royal Rumble when he talked about him. Player he still is in the game, and how big the shield was that they gotta, you know, mention him. His name gonna come up one way or another. WWE forever.
Yeah. Just like every time you go to Chicago and they start chanting CM Punk. No, a doggone well, he not with the company no more.
They're gonna change his name. Only reason they really stopped chanting his name is much as
And the reason, I remember one time there was in Chicago, and they was chanting, CM Punk, and The Rock came, it was filming Fight With My Family, which is a great movie, by the way, and right before they filmed it, so The Rock came out, everybody chanted CM Punk, okay, I'm gonna give you what you want. So The Rock put out his phone, called CM Punk twice, voicemail, twice. So reason why, he was on the elevator with no phone reception, and everybody's texting CM Punk, man, pick up your phone, pick up the phone, The Rock's calling you. And he was, later on, he would connect with The Rock, but later on, they'll straighten everything out, and there it is. I'm looking forward to Friday to see what Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns got on their mind, because I can't, you know, I it's going to be interesting. But in the meantime, before we get to all that, we got to go through Monday. What's Ronda Rousey? Is Ronda Rousey going to make her decision now? She got to WrestleMania to make her decision. Who are you going to face at the show? Who's it going to be? Also, Brock Lesnar, when we get to Friday, he has his decision to make, and I'm looking forward to everything about it. It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that setup. I think Brock Lesnar going to make it quick and kind of make Roman Reigns force him to stay healthy if he's going to choose him or not. I want to see that at a one-on-one match with Bobby Lashley at WrestleMania, which I'm hoping to give us, so we can add an all-black female match for the women's championship. Now let's just do it for the game now.
Man, it's going to be good. And of course, when we get to WrestleMania, this is the Hall of Fame ceremony. I'd like to see the greatest at some point in this lifetime. In my lifetime, my kids' lifetime, somebody, somewhere, I'd like to see Muhammad Ali in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I like Muhammad Ali. And I think that he wanted to do it in Houston, I wanted to go ahead and
I'm looking forward to the Hall of Fame. I would like to see Jim Johnson. Jim Johnson's the brilliant, the mastermind, all attitude, era, interest, music. I see him in the Hall of Fame as well.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before we go, 3 hours before WrestleMania. April 3rd, 3 hours before, 3 o'clock to 6:30. You can party with the Nature Boy Ric Flair at the Bowling Tails Co.
company, I'm assuming that stands for, 816 North Collins Street, across the street from the arena in Arlington, Texas. Special guest is Jake the Snake Roberts, might bring his Snake Damien, Diamond Dallas Page, and Kevin Nash. 3 hours before WrestleMania. I still can't get over. I saw that Snake just bite into Randy Savage's arm. Nah, I'm good. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and wrap it up for tonight. We'll see you guys, if not this week, we'll definitely, I'll definitely see you with my boy David Burton Thursday. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you Monday at Monday Night Raw. Have a great night. See ya.
Have a great night. See ya.